This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Which party will control the U.S. Senate and the new Congress? Georgia will decide today.
There are two runoff elections. If either of Georgia's incumbent GOP senators wins, Republicans will keep their Senate majority. If they lose both races, Democrats gain a 50-50 split, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris then serving as the tie-breaking vote, giving Democrats control of both chambers and the White House with Joe Biden.
One state can chart the course, not just for the next 4 years, but for the next generation.
Hours after Biden rallied voters in Atlanta, President Trump was in northwestern Georgia.
The Senate seats are truly the last line of defense.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is promising to fight like hell, as he puts it, to hold on to the presidency. But his attempt to overturn Joe Biden's White House win is splitting the Republican Party. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace says some Senate Republicans are trying to position themselves as President Trump's heir apparent in challenging the election results.
Those are people like Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, who are saying that they are going to back efforts to try to essentially overturn the results of the election. And on the other hand, you have real blowback coming from what you would describe as sort of the old school Republican establishment, Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, who are saying, hey, this is undemocratic. This is not what we do. We might be upset about the election results, but we can't actually overturn them just because we are unhappy here.
The coronavirus vaccination drive is entering a new phase as some here in the U.S. start getting that second and final dose of the vaccine. Meanwhile, broadcast legend Larry King has COVID-19. A spokesman says he's out of intensive care at a Los Angeles hospital. This is AP News. The leader of the Proud Boys was arrested as soon as he got to the nation's capital for a planned protest. The AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The leader of the Proud Boys was arrested in Washington, D.C. Monday as he arrived ahead of protests planned by supporters of President Donald Trump. 36-year-old Henry Enrique Tarrio was taken into custody after a warrant was issued for his arrest for destruction of property. Tarrio is accused of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington last month. Tarrio told the Washington Post he had participated in the burning and said he would plead guilty to destruction of property and pay the cost of the banner. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Holiday road travel was down at least 25%, according to the AAA. Gas prices are holding steady at $2.26 a gallon, highest prices in the West and Pennsylvania and New Jersey, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.